The Federal Labor Party has a new leader, with Anthony Albanese taking on the role unopposed. The New South Wales MP from the left of the party has just been addressing his colleagues and has told them he's confident Labor can win at the next election. Joining me now is political reporter Stephanie Boris. Steph, what is Anthony Albanese saying about what will change with his leadership of the Labor Party?
Well, Anthony Albanese, since the federal election, has focused really on Australians and trying to win their support, because obviously they lost that at the federal election. And he's really been trying to paint himself as someone who's relatable to all parts of the community, talking about respect being that key word of what his leadership style will be. And some within the party have very much painted him as the man who anyone can talk to, from the pub to the boardroom. And that's something Labor will be working hard to achieve in terms of connecting with voters, because since the election, many Labor MPs have said, yes, we need to reconnect with our traditional base, that being workers, but also to reach out to other sections of the community, such as religious voters too. Now, Anthony Albanese has just been holding a press conference. Have a listen to what he had to say.
I'm honoured and very proud to be elected the 21st leader of the Australian Labor Party. I understand the responsibility that I've been given. A responsibility not just to the party and its supporters, but to our nation.
Now, as to what happens next, Labor MPs will hold a meeting on Thursday, and there they'll officially endorse Anthony Albanese as the leader, but of course he will very much be the opposition leader. They'll also decide who the deputy leader will be. Now, there's been a few names being tossed around in recent days, including Claire O'Neill. However, she's decided not to officially contest that position. So the only name at the moment is Richard Marles. He's from Victoria. He, of course, is from the right faction, and he does look set to take on that role when Labor MPs meet on Thursday. His message very similar to Anthony Albanese's, and that's to reconnect with their voter base.
Steph Morris, our reporter there in Canberra, thank you.